إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له ولا ضد ولا ند له، الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى كل رسول أرسله. أما بعد، عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير القائل في محكم كتابه: إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح عيسى ابن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين، ويكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا ومن الصالحين. إخوة الإيمان، يطيب لنا اليوم أن نتكلم عن نبي عظيم من أولي العزم، خصه الله بميزة عظيمة، بأن الله تعالى خلقه من غير أب، وما ذاك بعزيز على الله، فقد خلق أبانا آدم من غير أب ولا أم. وقال الله تعالى: إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. Dear brothers, it is an honor for us today to talk about an honorable and a great person, especially in this month and in this season. It is a great prophet amongst the five best prophets, called Ulul Azm, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. And Allah Ta'ala specified this prophethood, his prophethood, with a special status. The prophethood of Isa is special. He made Isa, Jesus, have some things that are special. Amongst them is the fact that he was created without a father. His mother gave birth to him without a father, without the intervention of a husband. And that is not difficult for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If someone told you that Jesus is fatherless and that makes him godly, or that he is part of God or the like, wal-iyadu billah, which is blasphemy to say that he is godly or part of God or son of God or the like, tell him that is not difficult for Allah. Allah Ta'ala created Adam before him, and he neither had a father nor a mother. And Allah Ta'ala is the most powerful. If he willed for something to be, it is. If Allah Ta'ala willed for something to be, he will order for it to be, and it is. It will exist. ونبي الله عيسى عليه السلام من أولي العزم كما ذكرنا، وأمه هي السيدة مريم عليها السلام، أفضل نساء الدنيا. His mother is Mary, Lady Maryam. She is the best of all womankind. And let's make this clear to your friends that Muslims have great respect to Jesus as a messenger from God, and great regards for his mother as the best of all women. Lady Maryam is the best of all women. Why is that? Why is she the best of all women? Even in Islam, we say Maryam is the best of all womankind. Well, that is because Allah Ta'ala described her in Al-Quran. She was known to be raised as a good woman. She was known to be raised as a pious woman, obedient to Allah, doing all the obligations that Allah ordered her to do. refraining from all the sins and bad acts. And on top of that, she was doing a lot of the optional deeds. She was doing a lot of the optional obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which made her one of the pious women. She was a waliyah. Allah ta'ala sent the angels to give her the good news that she will be bearing a child, that she will be an honorable woman, and she will be pure from any wrong acts, wrong doings, filthy doings. Allah ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. So Allah ta'ala sent the news to her that she is chosen to be the best of womankind, and that is because of her good deeds. وَالْمَلَائِكَ إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ هُمْ لَيْسُوا ذُكُورًا وَلَا إِنَاثًا. And the angels, dear brothers, are, as you know, they are neither males nor females. They don't have private parts. They don't get married. They don't reproduce children. The angels, Allah Ta'ala created them, and they don't reproduce. They never disobey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They are created from nur, from real nur, from real light. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of light. He is Nur. One of his 99 names of Allah, one of the 99 names of Allah is An-Nur. Some people, they translate it to the light. It's deceiving and misleading. It does not mean that Allah Ta'ala is literally an ambient, a light, a radiance. No. Rather, it means he's the one who creates the Nur, the guidance. But for the Malaika, they were literally created from light. And the jinn were created from flame of fire, from pure fire. The malaika, they never disobey Allah Ta'ala. They always do as Allah orders them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day, Lady Maryam, alayha salam, she saw a person coming with the shape of a young man, with a white complexion, beautiful complexion. She did not know who he was, so she got scared from him. And she thought that he was going to harm her or attack her. So she said what Allah mentioned about this in the Quran. وَقَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. يعني إن كنت تقيا مطيعا فلا تتعرض لي بسوء. So she said, if you are a good person, if you are a pious person, then I seek refuge with Allah that you do not harm me. She's saying to that person because she thought that person was coming to harm her. And that was Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam. And he said to her, I came to you to give you the good news about a child that you will bear. You will be pregnant with a child that will be pure from sins. Then Maryam said to him, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَقْرَبْنِي زَوْجٌ وَلَمْ أَكُنْ فَاجِرَةً زَانِيَةً. How could I have a child? How could I bear a child? And I have no husband, and I'm not a filthy woman. I'm not a fornicator. So Jibreel alayhi salam said to her, at her surprise, he said that Allah Ta'ala has the power to do whatever He wills. That Allah Ta'ala does whatever He wills. It's easy for Allah Ta'ala to create a child without a father. And he said to her, and He will make him a special sign and an indication of the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talk about Isa alayhi salam and how he was born and his miracles, that gives us strength of iman in Allah. Other people, when you talk about Jesus, their strength becomes in him believing that he is God, wal'iyadu billah. And that is where they went wrong and worshipped Jesus instead of worshipping Jesus' creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the birth of Jesus in Islam and his miracles are a sign of the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as Allah ta'ala said in Al-Quran, فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. So she became pregnant with Isa alayhi salam. And about the details of that, what happened is, عيسى brought the soul, جبريل عليه السلام, he blew the soul from an opening of Maryam's clothes from the neck side. He blew the soul, and that's how Maryam عليه السلام became pregnant with this baby Jesus عليه الصلاة والسلام. But at that time she was very scared from people's rumors, people's sayings about her, that she became pregnant. What are the people going to say? That she committed adultery, zina, wal'iyadu billah. So she went away from the people for some time. Then at the time of delivery, then she started feeling the pain of delivery. She went to a dry palm tree, a dead palm tree, the stem of the palm tree, and she stayed there, afraid from the people and her and their accusation. Then Jibreel alayhi salam called her and he said to her that Allah Ta'ala will create a river from underneath her, and that if she shakes the stem of the palm tree, Allah will grant her from that dead palm tree fresh dates. And that is what happened, and that was one of the great signs also in honor for Prophet Isa alayhi salam, even though he was a child at that time. فسيدة مريم عليه السلام حملت بعيسى عليه السلام ثم تنحت بحملها بعيدا خوفا أن يعيرها الناس بولادتها من غير زوج ثم ألجأها وجع الولادة إلى ساق نخلة يابسة وهناك خوفا من أذى الناس تمنت الموت فعندها ناداها جبريل عليه السلام وقال لها أنه سيكون من تحتها من أسفل الجبل أو ظهر لها يطمئنها وقال لها أن الله جعل تحتها نهرا صغيرا ويقول لها أن تهز جذع النخل ليتساقط عليها الرطب فتأكل منه وتشرب مما رزقها الله تعالى وقال لها أن تقول لمن رآها وسألها عن ولدها أن تقول إني نذرت للرحمن ألا أكلم أحدا وهذا نذرا صحيحا في الشرائع السابقة. So what happened is Jibreel also told her to eat and drink, and as soon as she sees people questioning her about this pregnancy, he told her to say, the first thing you say is, I have made a nether, a vow, that I will fast from talking. So I will stop from talking from now on. So that's what she did. And that was allowed. Previous nations, they were allowed to do specific different types of fasting. So they would fast from talking. He will say, I will fast from talking the entire day, for example. So he will not talk that day. And so that's what Maryam alayhi salam did. ثم بعد الولادة المباركة أيها الأحباب أتت السيدة مريم عليها السلام قومها تحمل مولودها عيسى عليه السلام كما قال الله تعالى فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يعني قالوا لها لقد فعلت فعلة منكرة عظيمة ظنوا بها السوء أساء الظن قالوا لها صاروا يوبخونها ويؤذونها بالكلام كيف تفعل هذا وهي ساكتة لا تجيب. So Lady Maryam عليها السلام, she gave birth to Isa عليه السلام, and then she came carrying him, and then her people started questioning her, how could you do this? How could you do this, O Maryam? How could you commit such an act? How could you commit such and such? So they accused her, of course, with filthy activities, والعياذ بالله, with haram, adultery, والعياذ بالله تعالى. Then she said, I have vowed not to speak to anyone. So they would be accusing her, they would be harming her with words, and she is very silent, not saying anything. وقد بشر سيدنا عيسى عليه السلام كغيره من رسل الله تعالى بخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. And as you know, Isa alayhi salam, he was born and his birth was special. And he eventually became a prophet and gave good news about the next prophet, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. But to speak a little bit about the time when she carried him and how people mistreated her, Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, لَمَّا بَدَأُوا يُوَبِّخُونَهَا أَشَارَتْ إِلَىٰ عِيسَىٰ أَنْ كَلِّمُوهُ فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. So at that time what happened is when people were accusing her with these things, she pointed to her baby, Isa, alayhi salam. Then they said to her, how could we speak to a newborn? How could you tell us to talk to a newborn? At that moment, dear brothers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the most powerful, the one who does not need anything, the one who is attributed with the attributes of perfection and clear of any imperfection, the one that exists without being in a place or having a shape or a form, gave the ability to this child, to this infant, to this baby, to utter, to speak. And he spoke. So Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam spoke to them and he said, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. That's the first thing he said. I am the slave of Allah. إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ اعْتِرَافًا بِعُبُودِيَّتِهِ لِلَّهِ, which means, which proves that he was a slave of Allah. He is not the son of Allah, he is not Allah. And those who say, Jesus is God on the image, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, Jesus came on the image of God or whatever, this is kufr, this is against Islam, this is against the sound mind. Because the Creator cannot have an image or a form. We each have images and a form and a body and a size, and we are located in places. Because we have a supremely powerful Creator who made these images and specified us with these descriptions. Allah is the Creator. He is the one who made the images. He is the one who created places. He does not have a creator, therefore he is not an image, he does not need a place, he does not need anything. So Isa alayhi salam, that's the first thing he said, I am the slave of Allah. Then he said, أَتَانِي الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. He said, he will reveal to me the book, which is the true Injil, Bible, the true Bible. It is not referring to the Bible of today that has been tampered and changed many times. And he said, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. He will make me a benefit to the people. Wherever I am, I will be a benefit to the people wherever I go. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. So that's what Allah Ta'ala enabled baby Jesus to say. All of these things to these people. ونشأ عيسى عليه السلام نشأة حسنة فحفظ التوراة وعمل بشريعتها. At that time عيسى عليه السلام, the book, the holy book at that time was the Torah, the Torah. So Isa alayhi salam was raised as a pious child. He memorized the entire Torah. He implemented it until Allah Ta'ala revealed to him the wahi, the revelation, and made him a prophet. Then he went to the children of Israel, Bani Israel. And Bani Israel, some of them at that time were believers, and some of them were disbelievers. The children of Israel means the children of Yaqub. Yaqub, one of his names is also Israel. So some of them are believers, some of them were believers at the time, and some of them were not. So Isa alayhi salam, when he became a prophet, he said, as Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين. So Isa alayhi salam, when he became a prophet, he went and spoke to the people of Israel, the children of Israel. And he said to them that Allah Ta'ala made me the son of Maryam. He made me a messenger to you. And that there will be a prophet after me. His name is Ahmad. And you are ordered to... He's giving the good news about another prophet. His name is Ahmad. He will be showing the truth as well. So of course the children of Israel, as always, they accused him of being a sorcerer, a liar, and things like that. They did not believe in him. But Isa alayhi salam continued to call them to the correct belief that he is a prophet of Allah, he is the messenger of Allah, and if they lived until another prophet comes, his name will be Ahmad, to follow him. But of course they did not. Rather, they belied him, they accused him with being a sorcerer, as they accused Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and only few people believed in him as a prophet. Because as you know, some people they said, he is killed on the cross. Some they said, he is son of God. Others they said, he is God himself, wal'iyadu billah. He died to forgive our sins. And others they said, he is a special person, he is the messenger of God. And those were the believers. In reality, what happened is, when they attempted to kill Isa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, the children of Israel, they did attempt, they plotted, they planned, as they planned to kill many other prophets before, they attempted to kill Jesus, peace be upon him, to crucify him, to put him on the cross and kill him. They tried, but they did not kill him. They did not crucify him. Rather, Allah Ta'ala raised him to the heaven, to the sky. Allah Ta'ala protected him from the plot of the children of Israel and raised him to the sky, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned in the holy book of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. So Jesus was never killed on the cross. This is a myth. Some people that they made, and they kept fabricating it, and they always come up with new fabrications. In reality, Jesus is the prophet of Allah. He was protected by Allah, raised to the sky. He is now in the second sky. He never died, alayhi salam, and he will descend again to earth as a Muslim, following the sharia of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and commanding people to follow that sharia, because Prophet Muhammad is the final messenger. There is no prophet after him. This is the belief of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'a at large. فكما قلنا يا أحباب بشر سيدنا عيسى عليه السلام كغيره من رسل الله بخاتم الأنبياء سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. عيسى عليه السلام, he gave news about the coming of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, and he ordered his followers that if you live till then, he ordered them to follow Prophet Muhammad, to support him, and to follow his teachings. That's what Isa said to his followers. And it is narrated from Abu Sa'd al-Naysaburi in his book Sharaful Mustafa that four people, they came from Yemen heading towards Mecca. Listen to this story. And that was at the beginning of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So these people were heading to Mecca from Yemen. As they were going, one of these four people, there was a man named Ja'ad. Ja'ad ibn Qais. So as they're going to Mecca, night fell. It was nightfall, so they stayed in some land, some area, and they slept. Except Ja'ad, this person, he did not sleep. He stayed up. While staying up, he heard a caller, a voice. He did not see who it was, but he heard a voice, someone saying, أَلَا أَيُّهَا الرَّكْبُ الْمُعَرِّسُ بَلِّغُوا إِذَا مَا وَصَلْتُمْ لِلْحَطِيمِ وَزَمْزَمَا مُحَمَّدًا الْمَبْعُوثَ مِنَّا تَحِيَّةً تُشَيِّعُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ سَارَ وَيَمَّمَا وَقُولُ لَهُ إِنَّا لِدِينِكَ شِيعَةٌ بِذَلِكَ أَوْصَانَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَا. So this Ja'ad, he heard a caller saying this line of poetry, which means he's telling them, all people who are heading towards Al-Hatim and the area of Zamzam, which is Mecca, Muhammad, who was sent as a prophet, deliver to him from us a greeting. So they're saying, send our greeting to this man Muhammad, who was sent as a prophet, and tell him that we are your supporters, O Muhammad, and that this is what Isa ibn Maryam ordered us to do. So this man, he heard this voice saying that send our salam to Muhammad and tell him that we believe in him as a prophet, and that's what Jesus ordered us to do. Now this caller, of course, was a jinni from the jinn who lived at the time of Isa alayhi salam. And as you know, jinn, they have long lives. They live more than humans usually. They have longer lives. So he lived at the time of Jesus, and then he lived till the time of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam came after Jesus by approximately 500 years. So that man was delivering the salam to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam and showing his support and belief in Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Now Ja'ad at that time, he went looking for Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Then he was not a Muslim at that time. He went to Mecca asking about Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Then he met him, told him what happened, and he embraced Islam on the hand of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And this all happened, of course, that's when Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam was beginning to spread the call of Islam. As you know, he became a prophet at the age of 40 years old. So that was a little bit after that when this incident happened. And this all shows that Isa alayhi salam came with the same religion that Prophet Muhammad came with, Islam. All the prophets came with the same religion. It is the religion of Al-Islam. As Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And as Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam said, narrated by Al-Bukhari, الْأَنْبِيَاءُ إِخْوَةٌ لِعَلَّاتِ دينهم واحد وأمهاتهم شتى. دينهم واحد أي الإسلام، وأمهاتهم أي شرائعهم مختلفة، وأنا أولى الناس بعيسى بن مريم ليس بيني وبينه نبي. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in this hadith is saying that all the prophets are like brothers from with the same faith but different shari'as. This is the fact. This is one faith, one belief, one religion, Al-Islam, but different laws. All nations, they had different, the messengers that Allah sent, they came with different laws, depending on the needs of the nations of that time. So, all of them came with the same religion, believing in Allah as one, without a partner, without resemblance to the creation, without a need for anyone, without a beginning, without being in a place. All this was the belief of the prophets. That Allah Ta'ala does not need anything. That Allah is the only true God, the only one who deserves to be worshipped. All of this was the belief of the prophets. As to the details of the Sharia, they differed. Some they had to pray 2 times a day. Some they had to pray 5 times a day. Some they had to fast different ways. But they all did this worship to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين، ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين، وآل البيت الطاهرين، وعن الخلفاء الراشدين، أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الأئمة المهتدين أبي حنيفة ومالك والشافعي وأحمد، وعن الأولياء والصالحين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم، فاتقوه I urge you, dear brothers, to fear Allah Ta'ala and to obey Him. And spread the correct beliefs, especially in this country with your non-Muslim friends and with your Muslim friends. Highlight the fact that Muslims don't celebrate Christmas. We don't consider Jesus as the Son of God, nor part of God. We love Jesus more than you do. We believe in Him as a prophet. We believe that He's Mary is the best of women, but He is not God nor Son of God. And we believe in all the prophets of God, beginning with Adam and ending with Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And we invite you to Islam to admit and to testify that no one is God except Allah and that Muhammad is His messenger. It's an open invitation for all of them. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ والسلام على نبيه الكريم فقال وهو أصدق القائلين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم توفنا وأنت راض عنا يا كريم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف اللهم اغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة